Welcome to the NLP UK Training Podcast. I'm Callie Fraser.
And I'm Steve Kay.
And today we're going to be talking about something called a breakthrough day. So Steve, what on earth is a breakthrough day?
So a breakthrough day is a product that a master practitioner of NLP who trains with American Board of NLP training companies can offer as a product. One of our old delegates actually offers a two-day breakthrough session where they'll do some coaching, some of the elements of the breakthrough day spread over the 2 days. And she started doing breakthrough days about 3 years ago and was very successful at doing it. So she has that as a premium product to offer to her coaching clients. And you can either add coaching on at the end, or you can have some coaching first. We can just do a breakthrough day in isolation. And the idea is that it just gets rid of everything. We say it's normally aimed at people who are fairly successful, who maybe there's something holding them back from the next step in their lives. But it could be somebody who's overstressed, mm-hmm. who is very successful, but is overstressed. They're not managing their mental health very well. Or it could be somebody who, they go on holiday and they spend a lot of money on their holiday. And the day before they come back, they start thinking about all the things they've got to do when they go back to work. So they spent $5,000 or whatever on a family holiday, been away, had a great time till a couple of days before they come back. Then it starts going through their mind about all the things they've got to do, and they start worrying about it. And one of the things a breakthrough day can do is you never have to have that worry or anxiety ever again.
Absolutely. So those Sunday night blues just disappear for sure, and you can start living the life that you want to live. I mean, I've talked a lot on one of the earlier podcasts about what my breakthrough day gave me in terms of it allowed me to actually change my career completely. I went from being a dance teacher and running a dance business to becoming an NLP trainer. And actually it's just a whole day of a combination of NLP, timeline therapy and coaching. And they're very, very tailor-made, aren't they?
Yes.
So when a master practitioner is working with someone on a breakthrough day, they will design that day completely around the individual that they're working with. So it's completely bespoke. No two are the same.
But on the master practitioner, the delegates get the only an opportunity. Can't say the words. They have an opportunity to experience the breakthrough day themselves, and then the following day they do the breakthrough day with the other delegate. So each of them has the experience of doing a breakthrough day on their own without any help from us as trainers, knowing that they can go off and they've got a commercial product. But why would an individual maybe choose a breakthrough day over a 6-month coaching program?
I find that that's the product that most of my clients want first and foremost. For a couple of reasons. First of all, they don't want to wait 6 months for a result. They know that, once we've chatted through whatever it is they want to work on, if they can get that result as quickly as a day, why would they want to wait 6 months to get to where they want to be? They want to start living their best lives and having their best careers now, not tomorrow, not next week, and certainly not in 6 months. But also from a time perspective, a lot of the people that I work with, they're really busy people. So setting aside 2 hours every 4 to 6 weeks for a coaching session doesn't sound like a lot, does it? It's 2 hours. But actually, to schedule that in can be quite a challenge for some people.
Yeah. And we've also been asked by people, I'd like a breakthrough day, but can you do it over two days? can I have half a day first and then maybe the day after do another half day? Or can I have half a day and then half a day next week? Well, it just doesn't work, and we're not prepared to do it that way, because we start off with a bit of a coffee and a chat, and then we go to a whole personal history, like a whole dump out of everything. People have already done some work before they come with us. Like, we'll ask them to do a 3,000-word essay on their life story to get them thinking about it. And then we'll do some other interventions. We'll elicit their values. And we'll look at whether any of the values are conflicting. We'll do a few language patterns. Then we'll teach them about timeline therapy, do timeline therapy with them. Then maybe do some other interventions, look at changing values. I mean, sometimes on a breakthrough day, people will have a set value for health, move from number 18 up to into the top six.
Yeah.
Or a value for money maybe that's like down at 20 up to number 3, which is life-changing in it itself. And then we'll follow on some coaching, and then they're done. Then if they want to, they can do, depending on what they've come for, they could then have further coaching to carry on.
And what I tend to find is that when I work with people kind of longer term on a big goal that they have, starting that breakthrough day and getting rid of all the stuff that's holding them back, it gives them that clean slate. So actually, for the ongoing coaching, it's much easier for them and easier for me as a coach as well, to get them to where they want to be, because they haven't got that baggage that's holding them back anymore.
I remember the first breakthrough I ever did with somebody. She wrote a very nice reference for us, which is still on the website. She fell to bits when she was challenged doing some feedback on something by one of the other delegates on the leadership program. And then it happened again. And the guy was quite aggressive with her. And she fell apart again. She said to me afterwards, "I wish I could do something about that." And I just said, "I can fix that in a day." And she said, "What, really?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I've had it for as long as I can remember." And so we booked a day together. Did the breakthrough day. I spoke to her a couple of weeks later, and she said, "I think it's amazing. I think you're great. But my husband thinks you're a..." I said, "How come?" She said, "Well, I won't let him boss me around anymore. And he'd have me doing all sorts of stuff, you know, and you know, things he wouldn't like do his share of the jobs, and I had to do everything. And now I sort of say, well, you know, you can get the Hoover out, you know where it is. At the weekend, you know, you can join in with housework." Whereas before he wouldn't do that. That was funny. And it was nice to see she got, you know, she could become a whole self rather than someone who got a little bit, not pushed around, but, you know, taking advantage of. The second guy I worked with was very overweight. And I did this one free of charge. And he was in a coaching session on the leadership program. And I went into the room and he said, "We're just talking about my weight." And I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "Yeah, I wasn't going to have a gastric band fitted because it's quite dangerous." Or was in those days. He said, "I'm not confident because my weight." And I thought, that's probably the other way around. So I did a whole breakthrough day with him, free of charge. And I just gave him a little, you know, plan to write out what he had to eat and exercise for 2 weeks. And I did his values, and they were all kind of like negative away from values. And he got a limited belief of, "I'm not good enough." And I did some stuff that we teach in hypnosis with a pendulum to increase his metabolic rate. And 9 weeks later, he'd lost 2 stones.
Wow.
His plan was to lose 5 stone over 12 months, which I checked was pretty safe thing to do. And it was great, such a fantastic result to see him that way. So breakthrough days, it's also worth pointing out from a person who's in business as a coach, why wouldn't you want to learn how to do a breakthrough day? Because these days, our practitioners, master practitioners, are charging a couple of grand on average for a breakthrough day. We had one guy who's training with us recently who had a fixed amount in his mind about what he could charge different clients totaling for a day. And that was like what he thought he could do. He had a breakthrough day with another delegate, and a few days after that, sold a breakthrough day for a couple of grand to somebody. And he hadn't seen those people before and didn't believe that he could charge that kind of amount. But you've got to think about what's the value to that other person. And we had someone else who's, they had a family business or have a family business. And their clients all spent quite a lot of money on themselves in this particular business. And so they're kind of used to spending that kind of level of money. So when it came to something personal for themselves, then they were fine with spending that amount of money because they're already spending that kind of money on other stuff. And when you think about it, golf club membership these days, 1,400, 1,500, health club membership.
Easy, the same.
Same for a decent one, Springs or Chapman's, same kind of money. Holidays, we go away in the UK. We're Devon people or Norfolk.
I'm an exotic beach girl.
So you'd spend, you know, and it's only like a breakthrough day. What's that, three pairs of shoes?
Absolutely. They are for when you're buying Jimmy shoes, that's for sure.
So, guys, that's a breakthrough day. So if you're thinking about another product as a coach, then ask us about breakthrough days. And if you think you might need a breakthrough day yourself, we can help you out, or we can put you in touch with somebody who's trained with us. So thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.